or so, I would be dead, which quite frankly would be a blessing in disguise. 12 p.m. It is so boring being broken-hearted. My eyes look like little piggy eyes from crying, which makes my nose look ginormous. Still, at least I am a lurker-free zone. Although with my luck, there will be a lurker explosion any minute. Alison Bummer once had a double yoke on her neck. She had a big spot and it had a baby spot growing on top of it. I'll probably get that. 12:05 p.m. Phoned my very bestest pally, Jazz. Jazz, it's me. What? Jazz, you don't sound very pleased to hear from me. Well, I would be, but it's only 5 minutes since you last phoned. And Tom is just telling me about this thing you can do. You go off into the forest and... This hasn't got anything to do with badgers, has it? Well, no, not exactly. It's a wilderness course, and you learn how to make fire and so on. Oh, great balls of merd. Here we go. Off into the land of the terminally insane. That is, Jazzland. I said as patiently as I could, because I'm usually nice-ish to the disadvantaged. You are going off on a course to learn how to make fire. Yeah, exciting, eh? Why do you have to go on a course to learn how to open a box of matches? You can't use matches. Why not? Because it's a wilderness course. No, wrong, Jazz. It's a crap course where people are too mean to give you any matches. She did that sighing business. Look, Georgia, I know you're upset about Robbie going off to Kiwi or Go-Go Land. I am. And you not having a boyfriend or anything. Yeah, well... And, you know, being all lonely with no one to really care about you. Yes, all right, Jazz, I know all... And the days stretching ahead of you without any meaning and... Jazz, shut up. I'm only trying to say that... That is not shutting up, Jazz. It is going on and on. She got all huffy and Jazzish. I must go now. Tom has got some knots to show me. I was in the middle of saying, yeah, I bet he has, in an ironic and très amusant way, when she brutally put the phone down. 12:30 p.m. Alone, all aloney, on my owny. The house is empty too. Everyone is out at Grandad's for lunch. I was nearly made to go until I pointed out that I am in mourning and unable to eat anything because of my heartbreak. Mine is a pathetico tale that would make anyone who had a heart weep, but that does not include Farty. He said he would gladly leave me behind because talking to me made him realise the fun he'd had when he accidentally fell into the open sewers in India. 1:15 p.m. Looking out of my bedroom window, entombed in my room forever. Like in that book, The Prisoner of Brenda, or whatever it's called. Except I could go out if I wanted. But I don't want to. I may never go out again. Ever. 1:30 p.m. This is boring. I've been cooped up for about a million years. What time is it? Phone Jazz. Jazz? Oh, God. What time is it? What? Why are you saying what? I merely asked you a civil question. Why don't you look at your own clock? Jazz, have you noticed I'm very, very upset and that my life is over? Have you noticed that? Yes, I have. Because you've been on the phone telling me every 5 minutes for a month. Well, I am so sorry. If it's too much trouble to tell your very bestest pal the time, perhaps my eyes are too swollen from tears to see the clock. Well, are they? Yes. Well, how come you could see to dial my number? Mrs. Huffynickers was so unreasonable. Anyway. I'm not your bestest pal anymore. Nauseating Pea Green is your bestest pal, now that you rescued her from the clutches of the Bummer twins. I slammed down the phone. Brilliant. Sex godless and now friend to Pea Green, that well-known human goldfish. Sacre bloody blur and triple merd. And poo. Oh, Robbie, how could you leave me and go off to the other incredibly crap side of the world? What has Kiwi or Go-Go Land got that I haven't, besides 40 million sheep? I think I'll play the tape he gave me again. It's all I have left to remind me of him and our love that will never die. 2:20 p.m. Good grief, now I am really depressed. His song about Van Gogh, Oh No, It's Me Again.